That's it for the Wrecking Hours, Wrecking Xmas Party. This is the Reverend Horton Heat, leaving you with Winter Wonderland.
I bet you thought that Christmas comes just once a year, but Christmas is celebrated on other days too, other than December 25th. Eastern Rite Christian churches celebrate Christmas on January 6th or the 7th, depending on the denomination. And the Armenians of Jerusalem celebrate Christmas on January 18th. No matter the date, or the day, or the denomination, Merry Christmas to all, and a happy holiday, too.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Henry Ford Community College gift cards are a great way to show your support for someone in your life who is seeking the skills necessary to fulfill their dreams. Available in values from $10 to $100, gift cards can be used towards payment of tuition, purchasing books and supplies, lab fees, or even a lunch at Skylight Cafe. Gift cards can be purchased at the campus bookstore or online at collegestore.hfcc.edu. College gift cards. What better way to encourage a student in your life than with an investment in their future?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. This is Catherine from WHFR wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Listen to A Mosaic of Jazz every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. at 89.3 WHFR.FM. Experience the artist, the genre, the music. Get commentary of historical greats like Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. Hear the unique jazz vocals of He Said, She Said, or vocalist Gregory Genere. Hear the Marcus Roberts Trio New Orleans Sound interpreting Fats Waller. Only on WHFR will you hear our own Sheila Alandis, Kenny Burrell, or the Motor City Jazz Octet. Enjoy Detroit's international jazz performer Teela Fuller and Pat Metheny. It's all jazz in a jazz kaleidoscope called Jazz Montage. This is LaBeth. I invite you to listen to me on Jazz Montage, Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. on WHFR Dearborn, 89.3, or www.whfr.fm.
Disclaimer. This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
This is Robert Aubrey Davis inviting you to Washington National Cathedral to join me this day for The Story of Christmas, a special Christmas pageant for radio from PRI, Public Radio International. This year's annual special Christmas broadcast with the Washington National Cathedral Girls Choir, under their musical director Michael McCarthy, joined by the harpist Susan Robinson, brings a unique performance of Benjamin Britten's much-loved Ceremony of Carols, marking 70 years from its first performance. As at its first performance in London in 1942, we hear the girls' voices on the treble lines accompanied by harp. Telling the Christmas story, the choristers are joined by young actors from Princeton Day School in Princeton, New Jersey, directed by Stan Cahill. Special new interludes have been composed for this program by Kaya Pjornfett.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All was without form, for such was the void of darkness. A mighty wind that was the breath of God hovered over the waters of chaos. It swept above the face of the primeval abyss. In the Creator was life, and the life was the light of all that is. The light shone in the darkness of the void, but the darkness could not overcome it. Visible and invisible. The Christ, the light of the world, the only begotten Son of God, was born of the Father before time began. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, one in being with the Father.
Thank you. The Lord created me the first of his works, long ago before all else that he made. I was formed in earliest times, at the beginning, before earth itself. I was born when there was yet no ocean, when there were no springs brimming with water, before the mountains were settled in their place, before the hills I was born, when as yet he had made neither land nor streams, nor the mass of the earth's soil. When he set the heavens in place, I was there. When he girded the oceans with the horizon, when he fixed the canopy of clouds overhead and confined the springs of the deep, when he prescribed limits for the sea so that the waters do not transgress his command, when he made earth's foundations firm, then I was at his side each day, his darling and delight, playing in his presence continually, playing over his whole world, while my delight was in humankind.
He is the image of the invisible God. His is the primacy over all creation. In him, everything in heaven and on earth was created, not only things visible, but also the invisible orders of thrones, sovereignties, authorities, and powers. The whole universe has been created through him and for him. He exists before all things, and all things are held together in him. He is the first to return from the dead, to become in all things supreme. For in him, God, in all his fullness, chose to dwell. Thank you.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism in token of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And everyone flocked to him from the countryside of Judea and the city of Jerusalem, and there were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John proclaimed, After me comes one mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
It was at this time that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. As he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens break open and the Spirit descend on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven.
You are my beloved Son. In you I take delight.
the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee, Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I'm a virgin?"
The angel said to her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
Soul tells out the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his servant, lowly as she is. For from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty God has done great things to me. His name is holy, and his mercy sure from generation to generation toward those who fear him. He has shown the might of his arm, he has routed the proud in all their schemes. He has brought down monarchs from their thrones and raised on high the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. He has come to the help of Israel, his servant, as he promised to our forefathers. He has not forgot to show mercy to his children's children forever.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people.
Goodwill to all people.
You're listening to The Story of Christmas, a special Christmas pageant for radio from PRI, Public Radio International. This is Robert Aubrey Davis.
Came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
After his birth, astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem asking,
"Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have observed the rising of his star and are come to pay him homage."
King Herod was greatly perturbed when he heard this, as was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together the chief priests and scribes of the Jews and asked them where the Messiah was to be born. They replied,
"At Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote."
Then Herod summoned the astrologers to meet him secretly and ascertained from them the exact time when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go myself and pay him homage." After hearing what the king had to say, they set out. There before them was the star they had seen rising, and it went ahead of them, leading them to the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed by the sight, and entering, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they opened their treasure chests and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They returned to their own country by another route, for they had been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. After they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
"Go and take the child and his mother to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and kill him."
When Herod realized that the astrologers had tricked him, he flew into a rage and gave orders for the massacre of all the boys aged 2 years and under in Bethlehem and throughout the land. After Herod's death, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said to him,
"Get up, take the child and his mother, for those who threaten the child's life are dead." In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of human will, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Christ shall be king, but his reign shall never end.
Christ is the bread of life. He that believes in him shall never hunger, never thirst.
Christ is the Lamb of God
that takes away the sins of the world.
Christ is in heaven. Christ is on earth. There is no need of the sun and the moon, for the Lamb of God is the light.
Christ is the light, and from his throne flows the pure river, clear as crystal, of the waters of life. For he is Alpha and Omega.
Cahill. Special new interludes were composed for this program by Kaya Bjørntvedt. Cathedral engineer was Mark Huffman, with technical support for the program provided by Paul Vasquez in Washington and John C. Baker in Princeton. The program was designed and produced by Malcolm Bruno. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.